Previously on When the Music Stops.
It's not the real world, it's just a fantasy. But don't those fantasy bubbles pop? Leave you looking for that one someday. Then one someday, the music stops.
We hold a memorial service for Mom in the Circus Arena several days later. Monday, our day off. Father Jim delivers the sermon. It's simple, the way Mom would have liked it. It takes me 40 minutes to navigate from the arena to the elevator through the throng of people offering condolences. Finally, I catch the number 7 back to the circus train, figuring he must have slipped away and gone home. Minutes later, I'm banging on the door of Dad's suite in car 95. Shit. Dad? Dad is curled up in the fetal position against the wall. My observation for the day, Mom? You were Dad's rock. I don't know what's gonna happen to him now. To us. All he's done for the past few days is drink and sleep. He won't even talk to me. I don't know what to do. I feel like I lost both of you.
Can't stop crying. I'm not ready.
It's open.
Where is your father, Nick?
Did you check his room? 8 cars down on the other side of your vestibule?
Mr. Freeman wants to meet with you at the building tomorrow to discuss things.
We'll be there. Or I will, anyway. Dad might be drinking himself into a stupor again. Krauss just came to see me. We have a meeting with Mr. Freeman tomorrow.
They both jerks!
I don't disagree, but that's beside the point. Dad, I told him he'll have his Wheel and Cannon Act by the beginning of next week.
What gives you authority to make decision?
The fact that I'm the only one who stays sober long enough to do so?
Ha! I don't care what they want. My wife is dead. Your mother. How can you sit here and talk to me about business and their rights?
Fine. Drink yourself to death. I'm sure it's what she would have wanted.
I fall in love with her instantly. I never think someone so beautiful could love me back.
Dad, what do you want to do?
I don't know, Nick. But we'd be okay. One way or another, we'd be okay.
And now, stay tuned for When the Music Stops.
It's not the real world, it's just a fantasy. But don't put fantasy bubbles pop. Looking for that one someday, then one someday, the music stops.
The next morning, I wake up on Dad's 3x6-foot sofa. At some point, he must have put the table down and placed a blanket over me. Remembering our meeting with Mr. Freeman, I squint at my watch. Crap, it's in less than half an hour. Dad!
Listen to your feet.
Dad, wake up! We over... Damn it! Apparently only I overslept. Why the hell did you wake me? I bolt out of the train and haul ass towards the subway station. The number 7 is screeching to a stop without down onto the platform. Several minutes later, as I'm jogging through Penn Station, I'm surprised at how quiet it is. Until I arrive upstairs to find that the audience interaction pre-show has already started. Today is Saturday. Sarah Jameson is standing by the curtain, talking to Denny Rowan, the ringmaster. She spots me and approaches.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
I'm okay, Miss Jameson.
I'm so sorry about your mom.
Thanks.
Are you here to meet with Mr. Freeman?
Yeah. What's the rumor? She makes a face, letting me know she knows, but isn't at liberty to say. Like, she'd like to be on my side, but her job forces her to be on theirs. Have you seen my dad?
I think he's in the dressing room. Oh, actually, there he is.
Her gaze wanders past me, compelling me to turn. I spot Dad coming towards us. Thanks.
Sure. Nick?
Yeah?
Good luck.
Thanks. I jog toward him. Dad, why didn't you wake me?
I try. I couldn't. I figure you need sleep.
Did you talk to Mr. Freeman yet?
Not yet, but I already hear rumors about the new aerial act.
Who?
The Mandels.
They're a top dollar act.
Yeah. You know what that mean.
They're coming with more than one act.
Yeah.
So, we're done?
Right now, they just rumors. I believe when it come from Freeman.
Yeah, but even if Mr. Freeman just hires an aerial act and keeps us on, it don't mean a cut in pay, right?
For sure. And your mom's check was the biggest.
Well, can't we renegotiate that? The Cannon and Wheeler are two of the biggest acts on the show. We just had mom collecting the biggest check because she was better at saving.
I know that.
You really think Mr. Freeman will screw us like that?
I hope not. I don't work for elephant pay.
What?
Peanuts.
I nearly cracked a smile, the first real trace of my dad since he lost his rock. How much money have you saved from the embassy?
Enough. If we have to, we live with our pride and we survive somehow.
Wait, don't we have renters living in the house? Where are we gonna live?
One problem at a time, Nick.
The Mandels don't have a wheel and cannon, do they?
I don't think so. I think Globact, also popular.
Oh. Is there a possibility Freeman will just hire an aerial act and let us finish out the rest of the year at least? It'll buy us some time and give the renters time to get out. Or maybe you and I can put together another kind of act. Hand balancing?
He wants aerial.
Okay, so we'll do a more masculine take on your cradle act. Cause I'm not doing splits from your neck. He nearly cracks a smile. We can figure out something, Dad. Maybe if we promise him a new act for next year, he'll consider renegotiating our contract and we can finish out the season. We were planning on leaving at the end of the next tour anyway, right? I mean, assuming that's still the plan now that Mom...
Let's get through this first.
What if Mr. Freeman keeps us but won't renegotiate our pay?
Then we tell him what he can do with contract. We go back to Venice and open landscaping business. What's so funny?
Oh, you're serious?
Yes, but nice to see you laughing.
Yeah. So, when are we meeting with Mr. Freeman?
Not till afternoon. That give me time.
For what?
To come up with something.
Okay. I'm gonna go shower.
Yes, please.
He's kidding. I think.
Meet me in dressing room. We go over options.
Okay, Dad.
Nick?
Yeah?
We be okay.
Yeah, Dad. I know. I just... miss her.
I know.
He's pale, and even leaner than usual. But I probably don't look a whole lot better. I swallow the lump in my throat, just hit again with the reality that Mom is gone. For minutes at a time, I'm almost able to forget, or just not dwell on it. But then, without warning, it punches me in the throat. See you in a bit. I stand under the hot shower, trying to clear my head. Part of the time I'm crying, glad to have a shower for myself at the moment. Everyone must be getting ready for the opening. I'm not sure what time it is. With the shower running, I can't hear the music. I clench my jaw as the water beats on my face, masking tears. Steeling myself against debilitating thoughts, I focus on our present predicament. At this point, I don't know how upset I'd be if we had to leave sooner than planned. As unsure as I am about life in the outside world, the thought of spending another year and a half here without Mom is almost unfathomable. Dad's dressing room. Surprised to find Mr. Kovacevic and Magdalena there with me. What's going on?
Magdalena offers a solution to our problem.
What do you need?
Nikki, I want to help. Your mom was so good to everyone.
Dad, what?
Christoph, I am grateful for your help. $1,000 is a lot of money, yet you will not let me repay you.
I recall the last conversation Dad, Mom, and I had in the dressing room when Dad was bragging about winning a poker game.
I win $1,000.
Actually, I heard it was closer to 2,000.
Magdalena wants to repay you this way. I hope you will allow her to.
What way?
Mr. Piotrowski, I know I can never be as beautiful and graceful as your wife, but I promise to try my best.
What's she talking about, Dad?
Magdalena wants to take your mother's place in aerial act. She already strong. I can teach her quick. 1-2 week tops.
Oh, that's great. Excuse me. Confused and suddenly overwrought with emotion, I can't get out of that dressing room faster.
Nikki!
Not now, Magdalena.
Why are you mad? I tried to help.
I'm not mad. I just need some time to get used to the idea, okay?
It'd make you so unhappy.
No, it doesn't. Really, I'm grateful. I just need some time.
Do you hate me now?
No, I don't hate you. Just give me time, okay?
Okay, Nikki. You take all the time you need, but at least...
What?
At least you be here.
Yeah. This pain.
This hurts.
It's been 3 months since I played guitar outside Clown Alley. Trevor stopped asking a month ago, and a month ago, Magdalena stopped asking me when I stopped hating her. I don't hate her. I hate myself and the guy I've become. Almost every night, I dream about Mom, and every day, I make an observation, keeping that part of the old me alive, that part of her alive. My daily observation, Mom? I miss you. No, that's nothing new. I guess my observation is I miss me, how I used to be.
Hey, Nick. Wow, I heard a guitar out here and I was like, oh my god, Nick's back. I'm so happy to see you playing again.
Yeah, I was hoping you want to jam a little. It's been so long. Probably really rusty.
You sound pretty good to me. I'll go get my guitar.
I spot Magdalena off in the distance, grabbing a sandwich from the food wagon. She notices me and waves tentatively. She's remained loyal and patient all this time. I've just realized how much I miss her. I wave back and then smile for what feels like the first time in a long time. I'm sure it's not. Maybe it's just the first time I've meant it.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Okay. Grilled ham and cheese?
Yes. You want half?
Sure. Setting my guitar down, I slide over so she can sit next to me on the wardrobe box. Wow, that's greasy.
You don't like?
I love. Thanks.
You are welcome.
Not just for the sandwich. I mean, for everything. My mom would have been proud. You look really beautiful up there.
You watch me?
Every day.
I watch you too. Every day.
I know. I see you. What do you think's kept me going all this time?
Really?
Yeah.
You are, how you say, paradox.
You mean like Dr. Stanley and Dr. Gray?
What?
You know, paradox?
No, I mean the word.
I know what it means. Just, what's so paradoxical about me?
Just when I think I should give up, you are so sweet and irresistible.
Really? Irresistible?
Yes. Always, Nikki. From the first day I see you, I have missed you, Nikki, so much. Every day my heart breaks for you.
I'm sorry I made you sad.
Don't be sorry. Just be happy. She would want that.
I know. She lays her head on my shoulder as we eat our greasy sandwich. I'm not sure what's keeping Joker, but I'm glad he's taking his time. Lena?
Yes, Nikki?
You promise me something?
Anything.
Don't ever give up on me.
Never, Nikki. Never.
Tonight's episode featured music by Mallory Moyer and Bill Vinage, with theme song The Music Stops, performed by FM2. Starring the voices of Luke Conkey, Michael Vina, Megan Strope, Michael White, Kelly Myers, Dwight Sullivan, and Rebecca Roberts. Next on When the Music Stops.
So you think Mr. Freeman will ask us back?
I thought you said your dad already signed the troupe on for next season.
Hey, Magda. Nick?
Alexis?
How did contracts go?
My troupe is coming back next year. Nick hasn't been called yet.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sure it'll be good news for you too.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Don't worry, Nick. I'm sure you'll get asked back.
Alexis decrees it, so it must be true. Ugh.
Maybe we should go celebrate together. There's a nightclub over on, oh wait, Nick's not 21. Maybe we can score you some fake ID.
That sounds great.
We can take my new Harley.
Yeah, I'm sure the three of us will fit comfortably on that. Never mind that it's 40 degrees out.
Right. Sorry. I guess we wouldn't fit in my Porsche either.
I'm gonna hit him. I've got some stuff to do. I'll see you later, okay? The clowns have started. Opening will be in another 20 minutes.
Holding 5.
Make that 25. As we change into our real costumes for opening, Dad whistles like he hasn't got a care in the world. Really, Dad? This could be our last week in the circus, and you're acting like it's just another day. Ugh, I can't stand it anymore. Dad?
Yes?
Do you think Mr. Freeman will ask us back?
Tune in next week at WKDW 97.5 FM, Real Community Radio in Northport, Florida, or www.kdwradio.com for the next episode of When the Music Stops.
Leave you looking for that one someday.